I'm Robert Reese of The CEO Show. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand. Inside the Brand is a weekly show where you meet the brains behind some of the world's most recognizable brands. Our sponsor for Inside the Brand is Euro RSCG, the world's fifth largest global agency network specializing in integrated marketing and advertising. My co-host for Inside the Brand is Dennis Trajanos of the Trajanos Group, an executive search and consulting firm specializing in recruitment of senior-level executives in the marketing and communications arena. Now, let's welcome our guest. Hi, I'm Robert Reese. Today on Inside the Brand, we welcome Jim Sparrows, Chief Marketing Officer of Fidelity Investments, which some people do not even know, but is actually the largest mutual fund company in America. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert.
So, Jim, I want to ask you, you know, you look at the Fidelity brand as the most powerful, prominent brand in that industry. What is it really about to you as the CMO of the organization?
The Fidelity brand is really a trust mark. If you think about it at its most basic level, and trust and integrity in financial services is absolutely critical with our customers, with prospects, and so on. So I think first and foremost, the brand is built on integrity and trust.
And what is it you'd never capitulate on then?
I don't think we would ever capitulate on our values, on doing the right thing. Which isn't always easy in some industries, but it permeates our culture. Doing the right thing is what the Johnson family has instilled in the company over the past 65 years, and every employee knows that.
And how about when you look and transfer that to the customer? How does it manifest itself, and how would you describe the customer experience?
Right. Well, as I said, the brand is built on trust and integrity, and I think the word trust is an interesting word because it's something you earn. It's not something you assert, right? When we talk to people and they say, trust me, we probably don't trust them very much because you have to earn trust. So the way we deliver on trust as a core tenet of the company is we do the right thing by our customers. We deliver on our promises to them. We provide outstanding service, and we help them during difficult times, such as the kind of economy we've been going through.
You know, the values that you just mentioned are some of the values that I think many of our parents taught us when we were kids. So I think it's a good guideline for not only how to run your life, but how to run your business as well, of course. Talk to us, Jim, about the Green Line campaign, and it's clearly become an iconic symbol. Why has that been so successful, and why do customers resonate with that Green Line?
Yeah, good question, Dennis. I think, first of all good advertising and marketing starts with consumer insights. And when I joined the company in August of 2008, we had done an enormous amount of research on what customers were thinking and feeling. And what we found was that customers and prospects wanted guidance and navigation and help with their financial needs, their goals, etc. So after pouring through all of this research that we had done, I was driving home one evening and thinking about the work and what customers wanted and so on, and I literally looked at the GPS system in my car and said, that is the idea. What if we could get people to think of us as their financial GPS system?
While you're driving in the car, you came up with
while
that.
While I'm driving in the
wow.
car. So that wasn't the Green Line idea, but the concept of a GPS was the big idea behind the campaign. I then brought that back to our creative teams, our internal agency and our external agency, Arnold Worldwide, and said, okay, let's have a go at expressing this notion of being a financial GPS system, a guide, and a navigator. So the teams came up with various expressions of the idea, and the winning idea that I thought was the most powerful and simple was the Green Line metaphor, which, you know, just cuts through all of the financial services clutter.
And it enables someone to control their destiny, which
exactly
is what someone wants to do.
It's your pathway. It's your pathway. It's us helping you along that pathway. So I think the Green Line has become, you know, quite synonymous now with with fidelity, whether it's getting you to the right tools, research, and insights, or whether it's being a helpful guide and a navigator along the way.
We are on Inside the Brand, where we interview the brains behind the brand. And today we're with Jim Spiros, who is the Chief Marketing Officer of Fidelity Investments. And we're hearing really the inside story about how the famous green line came about. And now, Dennis, you have another question.
Jim, you talk about clutter, and you talk about the ability to break through to consumers, especially those consumers who are important to the brand. How does digital and social fit into that mix, and what has Fidelity done in terms of shifting into that media?
Well, first of all, I think you'd have to have your head buried in the sand not to recognize the impact of the digital revolution on society, social, mobile, digital platforms. If you go back in time, we probably spent a fraction of our money, our marketing investments in the digital world. Today, we spend more than a third in the digital space. That includes social, digital platforms, mobile. In fact, we were one of the first advertisers on the iPad, on Time Inc.'s application. We have mobile apps and Android and iPad versions and tablet versions. So we're very, very tuned into the digital environment. We also use social media, Facebook and Twitter, to engage with customers. And I think ultimately a brand is a relationship. It's a trust mark, as I described it earlier, but it's also a relationship with customers. And I think those tools, you know, give us the ability to connect with consumers in very new and exciting ways to maintain a dialogue with them.
Now, I'd like to turn our attention just for a moment to the issue of talent. You manage a very large in-house marketing organization. And if recollection serves, your in-house agency was recently named the in-house agency of the year by an outside organization. What are some of the skills and talents that make your organization very special and very capable of communicating at that level with consumers?
Well, I think we've worked very hard to build a culture that is embracing of innovation and ideas, because I think all great agencies, whether they're in-house or external agencies, are all about ideas. And so you have to be willing to embrace and cultivate that kind of culture inside. So we're very open to new ideas. We don't care where they come from. They can come from any part of the company, because my definition of creativity is creativity involves eclectic, nonlinear thinking. We draw ideas, whether it's driving in your car at night and looking at your dashboard, you know, sensing something when you're in the shower, talking to somebody over dinner. But we get ideas and we put them together in interesting ways that perhaps we haven't thought of before. That's the kind of culture that we try to create inside. I want people that are passionate, idea-oriented, and have the courage to stand up for their ideas. So that's what I look for in the group, and they all recognize that, and they try to deliver against it each and every day.
We have about 20 seconds more. I wanted to ask you, you've worked with AT&T, Marsh McLennan, Ernst & Young, heading up marketing. What is one lesson from marketing that people could take?
Well, it comes back, Dennis mentioned it earlier, values. When I was a young man, my father sat me on his lap, and he was a mild-mannered guy. And he was a farmer from the Greek islands, from a little island known as Rhodes. And at 8 years of age, he looked me straight in the eye and he started yelling at me. And he said, "The most important thing in life I've given you is your name, Spiros. And don't you ever forget it." I ran off his lap. I was crying. And I came out an hour later. He never said anything to me. So 10 years later, we're walking down the street here in New York, and I was about to go to college. I was the first Spiros to go to college. He puts his arm around me. He says, "Now that you're going into college, son, I want you to know how proud I am of you. You're the first Spiros to go to college." He said, "Do you remember 10 years ago, I yelled and screamed at you about our name?" And I said, "Pop, you scared the hell out of me. Why'd you do that?" And he said, "Because anytime you sign our name on a document, I want it to be the best it can possibly be. I want you to bring pride and honor to the Spiros name in everything you do. So that lesson is all about taking pride in the work that you do. That don't sign your name to anything. Don't associate your name with anything unless you're absolutely proud and feel it's the best you can do.
Some story. Well, Jim, great having you on the show. We've been speaking with Jim Spiros, and we've learned about removing clutter, about integrity, because a brand is really a relationship. Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute, brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
Marketers will have to get used to a humbling new position, the passenger seat. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. The brand customer relationship has a new owner, and it's not you, it's the customer. Why? Because the old one-way CRM is dead. We can't push content onto our targets anymore. They'll choose the content they want and consume it whenever they want, on PC, tablet, or mobile. And social media have given consumers the power to advocate your brand to others, or bring it to its knees. We as marketers are now in the passenger seat. It's from this unaccustomed second seat that we must win customer loyalty. We need to learn how to engage each customer on their terms, then keep them engaged in a two-way conversation that meets their wants. This is intelligent customer engagement. To find out more about it, go to www.eurorscgdiscovery.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.